This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So, could you talk about your Eastern European accent?
Can I talk about it? That's something that's like we know that we're from Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
And, okay, so yeah, it's something we gotta create because it's a make-believe place. So it's something that Aaron and I, with the dialect coach, got to create together.
What's the name of the fake country?
That we don't
talk about. That I can't talk about.
Oh.
But it's, we got to make it up. So, yeah.
So how are we introduced to your character?
Well, I think you've already been introduced. I think as the most beginning you will see is what's in the end of Cap 2. And it's almost like we...
So is that continued, I guess?
A little bit, yeah. There is definitely a connection that is very evident. Yeah.
Is that pretty much how she's going to look through the whole movie? Like, does it look like she had dark markings on or something? The costume is very different than what we expect. Is that kind of what she looks like in the movie, or is there...
Well, for the film, that world is very specific. So it was almost like, it was almost like hospital-ish, you know? And the way that we've designed costume and character is based off of these two kids, being on their own, and what they use, using whatever they can to their best ability. Like if they see a street vendor, they just grab something off the street vendor. So it's like it hits to Eastern Europe, but it's also this kind of gypsy vagabond feel as well.
Some of the original drafts of Godzilla, you and your character and Aaron's character were brother and sister at one point. when that was switched, did you guys already talk about doing this together, or was that very late in the game in terms of when you were working on Godzilla?
When we were talking about the brother, I think we weren't a part of the brother-sister conversation for Godzilla. They just told us that they weren't sure if they wanted them to be brother and sister, but they're pretty sure they want them to be married, and they're pretty sure they're going to give them a kid. that was the information we got. And that's where we basically started. And we didn't know about this until after we finished filming Godzilla, which was kind of funny.
Comfort level working on this film? Did you guys just come off of something else where you did?
Totally. I mean, if you look at the comics, the two of them are always, they're always like so close to each other. The proximity, their comfortability around each other is so specific and to the rest of the group. And so it's nice to know Aaron, and it's also nice to have a friend when you're joining such a big project like this with potentially intimidating people. It's been really nice to have Aaron, and it is nice to be like, to feel like we have this, like they have their movies, but like we had a movie too, it's just not that one, but you know. So there's that kind of teammate feel.
What were some of your first meetings with the existing cast members like, and did they kind of give you any insight that helped you join this universe a little bit?
The first person both Aaron and I got to work with is Jeremy Renner, because we were shooting in Italy, as everyone has seen. And he was so straight about how this is going to go. And we were, were the first days of shooting the cast, I think. And it just, he always, it is the most waiting I've done on a film. So that kind of, that keeping an energy up is really difficult. But so you get on set and like you just have to have like one thing that you hook into to remind yourself, to give you the energy and the drive of your character. And I don't know, just talking with him was interesting and fun, and I still enjoy working. I mean everyone that we have met, it's just been, everyone is so nice. I was ready for like maybe some sort of diva, anything. There's none of that at all on the set. All the actors are unbelievably fun and giving and kind, and it's amazing.
Do you have a favorite Avenger?
Personally?
Yes.
I'm kind of digging what I get to do, and I'm really excited. Well, my favorite, just as a fan, was Iron Man. Those are my favorite films, and then and that's how I got into like the Marvel world and becoming a fan myself. But I wouldn't mind continuing to do this for quite some time, because I'm having so much fun working on Scarlet Witch, Wanda, and It's a she's so awesome, and I think Joss is excited by her also, and so the two of us kind of dork out a bit, and it's pretty fun.
Just going off of what we saw in Cap 2, what's the relationship like between Wanda and Baron von Strucker? Is that something, and is that something that continues throughout the film?
It's something people will learn later.
Okay.
I guess it kind of what is there. I mean, looks like, you know, we're almost. It is what it is.
Is it antagonistic, or do they share similar ideas, or can you give us anything?
I know. I think there's a bit of all of it.
Okay.
You know, I think it's interesting. I don't know what I can tell, but like it's.
That one we're kind of keeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, how about in that scene at the end of the Avengers, we see the character manipulating objects like telekinesis, and then today we learned that your character can get in the minds of people. Can you talk about the ability or power set of this version of Wanda?
Yeah. So I am able to go into someone's head and make them see their almost like I can feel and see what they feel and see. So it's not just manipulating them, but what I love about her is that in so many superhero films, emotions are kind of negated a bit.
Right.
But for her, everything that someone else could feel in like their weakest moment, she physically goes through that same experience with them, which is pretty cool. So she can, if they have a biggest, darkest fear, I get to see that.
But you can also like shoot things or control.
I can control energy. I can like manipulate energy in a way.
Okay.
So that's what the red stuff is that we're playing with.
Now, can you talk about just because this is a power set we haven't seen in any Marvel movie yet, coming up with the physicality and how do you play those things and how is that to work with? John?
It's been so fun because you can't be like, well, how does this magic witch hero move? Like there's nothing physically that you can just reference from dance or, you know, martial arts or anything like that. So we started off with Joss kind of having these ideas based off, you know, just images in the comics of what the hand gestures look like or the arms look like. And then I work with the dancer, Jenny White. She's a choreographer and dancer. And so the two of us get locked up in a room together and we move and we try and figure out what looks strong, where, you know, the energy comes from, and so, but also in the film I get to have a journey of discovering how powerful she can be in a way. So, you know, we gotta start somewhere. We gotta figure out what all those different levels are. But it's funny because everyone's doing like stunt practices and choreography and everyone's like getting beat up, and she and I are just like doing weird moves and like, you know, pretending like we're making things shoot out of our hands. And it's like, I can't get like injured that way. And I feel not as tough as everyone, but it's super fun. It is, it's so playful. And I danced growing up, so we get a, you know, it's nice to be able to have some sort of creativity and movement and a say in it. It's pretty awesome.
Can you just talk about, that's a tremendous amount of power, and it's a lot to take in, somebody's deepest, darkest fears, and it's much less everybody's. How crazy is she? You know, like, is there that level of, is she trying to maintain a level of sanity, or does she...
I think that's what's so awesome about the trajectory of where she could go, potentially, but I think in this film, it's just the beginnings of everything. It's all just starting.
It's kind of follow-up, because in the comics she does get really powerful to the point where she's dangerous, some sort of, you know,
she can destroy everyone.
Yeah, so in this one, I mean, are you still kind of learning to use your powers? You kind of already gotten used to them and kind of...
No, we made the decision that she's already been able, because we've played with the idea of like how much can she do yet, like at the beginning of the film, and at first was like not much, but we've kind of decided to like have her hone in to understand some sort of strength to her abilities, but then they do grow, but there's definitely a sense of confidence that she knows what she's doing from the start.
You get into the Avengers' heads. Have you filmed the scenes with everyone? Do you get into everyone's heads?
Can I say that?
Can I say the question again?
Like,
do I get into everyone's heads?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, I mean, like, in general sense, she's
I can get into anyone. I can do that. I do that to everyone. And, yeah, I can do that to everyone.
Does that include robots?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think that includes robots.
Have you filmed the scenes, though, with the cast already?
We just filmed an awesome scene where we were basically all in one room the last few days. It's been so cool. Aaron and I were kind of like, this is amazing. We can't believe they have all these people in one room, and they can all be in London. Yeah, we did that. That was more of like a talky scene, and it was a lot of fun.
This was the party scene?
Mm-mm.
No, it's kind of the beginning of what we're seeing here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, are you guys watching a bit?
Yeah, they saw a little bit of the fight.
Yeah. So it's that same land.
Do we get to see any interaction or relationship building between Wanda and the Vision?
I think they're both being introduced in this film. So you just, I think if you're like a big fan and you know what happens, maybe you'll start putting in your own interpretation onto things. But other than that, it's just everyone's kind of being, you know, created and born. All these new people are being added in a way.
Is there humor with your character? Because she seems pretty dark.
I think there's humor with her brother. I think there's a lot of humor there. Jeremy Renner's character is hilarious for some reason to me in this film. He's like a big grump. And he's really funny. He's always complaining. The humor that I have would be more like being the... Because I think Pietro, his energy, we're like yin and yang almost. And I think that interaction to me is funny. But it's not funny. I'm not saying like funny Stark lines, but...
What was it like being a Joss Whedon female hero?
You feel like you're in good hands. And the cool thing is that he hasn't been able to create these characters. He's been given them from other directors or writers from their other franchises, and he's been adapting, like, taking what has already been created and serving them in Avengers. And in this, he's able to create Wanda, and he's such a huge fan of her, and it's really awesome to get to have that I think he's enjoying also getting to have that experience where he gets to create it, because he is such a fan of creating these strong, amazing women. And it's nice to have that kind of, you know, there's obviously Black Widow, but it's nice to have another strong presence. Usually I haven't really been around when Scarlett was working, so I kind of feel like the only female most of the time. And it's nice to have, you know, a stronger presence instead of, you know, a weak one or like an office one or something.
Does she tangle with Widow a little bit?
A little bit. We got to work a little bit together.
What was your reaction when you saw what your costume would be like? You know, especially knowing what character wears in the comics.
Well, the first thing Joss ever said to me before I even got the job, when we were first meeting, he said, "When you look at the images and you look at the comics, know that we are not making you look like that. You will not have to wear a bathing suit or look like a porn star." So so that made me feel great. And then Alex, who's our costume designer, is really clever in being able to take the images and the iconic ideas of these characters and these comics on these, you know, cartoons, and adapt them to some sort of modern day world. Like, how would it actually exist, but still make it feel like it's not of this world in a way. So I've been totally loving it, and I love all of my costumes, and I love all the details. I wear so many little pieces, and they're all so unique, and I think it all just adds to their journey as these, you know, these twins together.
So many of the films that you've worked on before now that you're known for are smaller films, commercial films, more intimate productions. Is there really any difference for you in the process working on something this big? Or is it just an adaptation to this scale?
No, there's a huge difference, massive difference, and it's really interesting because you get to learn a different way of working. You know, you have to, in this, you get to work Like, I like having a lot of structure. I've always enjoyed having tons of structure because then you can be as free as you want within it. And in this, it's like you have that structure and then you have more structure and everything is in Joss's head or Kevin's head, and everyone has figured out how this is gonna go. It's almost like a cartoon before you get there. So you have to bring just humanity and life and your own personal interpretation of everything. But it's not like you can decide, oh, I'm gonna go walk over and touch that thing across the room. You can't do that. There's like six cameras set up. So it's totally a different way of working, but you have to be so specific and you just have to do it right when they give you the opportunity to, because you don't have a lot of opportunities because they have to keep moving with all the other setups. And then when you do something smaller, it's like you're getting to exist in a room with one camera guy and do that kind of a dance.
Joss is known for altering, tweaking dialogue on the day, in the scene. Has he done anything drastic with any of your dialogue or any of your stuff before?
No. No, and if there are, I mean, we've had like, you know, script changes where we'll come onto set shooting a scene and he'll be like, oh, by the way, I added a scene right before this. And you're like, what? And then that scene changes your full opinion of what you're about to shoot. But that's okay. You know, you can change your mind really quickly. and so that's the only thing, but not, like, maybe intentions have changed a bit while we've been shooting as the script has been changing, but nothing that you ever feel unprepared for.
You wonder, could you have any kind of direct relationship with Ultron, other than maybe having to be dragged into the fight with him, or is there something where there's a completely separate kind of thing which perhaps comes together later?
I think our relationship to Ultron will not be shared. Yeah.
So there is a relationship, but you can't say what it is.
I mean, there is and there isn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. Does she, having the ability to see somebody's fear, does she also have the ability to see sort of their nature, whether they're good or bad? Would that impact her relationship with
you? Well, I think the way I'd like to answer that is that I think we could know so many things about someone, but not know maybe what they're capable of is in terms of being bad or good. And I think everyone has maybe good intentions, but they do bad things. So I don't think anyone can differentiate that.
Last question, guys.
I have a question. When you were first meeting with Joss and talking about costume ideas, when he was pitching the character to you, did he pitch you like an overall plan saying, here are some things that's going to happen over the course of this character's life in these films? Or is it just like, here's what I'm going to do with this one?
No, it was more like, here's what we're going to do with this film. And then just while we've been on set, I just like making jokes like, wouldn't that be awesome if this happened too later at a different time? that's about it. Because the stories, the world that she almost creates on her own in the comics is just so awesome and so, I'm sure it'd be so fun to play with, and I would love to do more. Yeah.
Great, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. See ya.